Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Retrofitting and sustainability are the future of construction. Visit sullis.ie/greenskills to find your course.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
We're talking about cycling and the low level of prosecutions against drivers for overtaking dangerously. You won't be surprised to hear that we've lots of messages on this. Tom says it's physically impossible to overtake cyclists on most roads because of how dangerous it is to leave the space needed. A cyclist says everyone doing a driving test should have to cycle a bike in various conditions to see what it feels like to have people try to kill you every day, either through incompetence or anger. I've broken red lights in Dublin to get ahead of the traffic or get to a clear place, piece of road, so nobody can mow me down. Susan is a pedestrian making excuses for breaking red lights. I can't believe what I'm hearing, or maybe I can. I've been almost knocked down so many times at pedestrian crossings by cyclists speeding through a red light, and not for any other excuse but that they want to. Kathleen, I know you will have a deluge of texts giving out about cyclists now. I'm a driver and a cyclist, and I see more drivers going through red lights every day. Kathleen, thank you for that. The number is 51551 from cyclists, drivers and pedestrians. Please keep them coming in. Now, going back to last night and looking ahead to the weekend, France broke Moroccan hearts last night as Les Bleus drew on their superior experience and their clinical finishing to see off poor old Morocco, the team that everyone loved, and seal their place in a mouth-watering World Cup final against Argentina. It'll be Messi versus Mbappe, two world-class players, on Sunday as France will look to become the first nation since the revered Brazil side of 1962 to retain their status as champions of the world. And I'm joined on the line now by French football expert Tom Williams. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Claire.
Thank you very much for joining us. Well, it was a much more enjoyable game, wasn't it, than the other semi-final? It was a match, at least.
Yeah, I mean, it was unfortunate for Morocco that they fell behind as early as they did, because one of their real strengths at this tournament has been defensively. They'd only conceded one goal prior to last night's match. But despite falling behind, perhaps because they fell behind and had to react, we got this fantastic reaction from them. And particularly at the start of the second half, they really had France on the back foot, on the ropes for a little bit. And the game felt like it was properly in the balance. And then unfortunately for Morocco, France got that second goal on the breakaway about 12 minutes from the end. And that was that. But yeah, a really engaging game. You know, you felt like Morocco were really putting their bodies on the line. You know, you had players limping off, you know, really doing everything they could to, you know, to try and produce that turnaround that unfortunately didn't come.
I think that's why people love Morocco, though. You know, I mean, what could have happened after that very early goal in the fourth minute is that they could have let their heads drop, but they didn't. They kept fighting and they created so many chances. They couldn't capitalise on them, and that's a testament to France. But they still went at the game, didn't they?
Yeah, completely. And as you say, it's a testament to the battling qualities that they've shown throughout the tournament. I mean, you know, that no one was tipping them as potential semi-finalists before the tournament began, and yet, you know, they got out of a very competitive group. They knocked out Spain, they knocked out Portugal. You know, they had this very clear identity, very compact, very defensively solid, and with some real talent as well. I mean, it's been one of the joys of watching Morocco has been discovering players like Azzedine Unahi, the number eight in midfield, who you know, has really, you know, blown people away at this tournament. And we saw all of those fighting qualities against France once again. Mm-hmm. Sadly for Morocco this time, it just wasn't quite enough.
So let's talk about France, your area of expertise. All eyes were on Mbappe to see what sort of brilliance he was going to bring to the game. How did you rate his performance last night? Would you say he was a little on the quieter side?
Yeah, he was on the quieter side, and I think he'd been on the quieter side as well against England. I mean, prior to that quarterfinal against England, all the talk was of the Mbappe-Kyle Walker duel, and we saw very little of Mbappe. He did have a role in France's opening goal, but apart from that, was quite quiet. And then against Morocco as well, very quiet again, up until that moment towards the end of the second half, when with the game in the balance, he springs away from a challenge, weaves his way past a couple of defenders, and ends up creating France's second goal, which is a sign that, you know, even when he's not firing on all cylinders, he can still be a really dangerous player.
Now, looking ahead, so to Sunday, Argentina versus France. It was the final, really, a lot of people, I think, predicted at the start. And Messi versus Mbappe being the the real intrigue there. The pressure, though, is on France, isn't it, given that they're the defending champions, would you say?
I mean, there's pressure on France as the defending champions, but there's so much pressure on Argentina because there always is whenever Argentina are involved in a match like this. I mean, you know, watching the games in Doha, you see the sheer number of fans that are there who've made the journey from Argentina. Yeah. We know the importance of football in Argentina. It's never been quite as important in France. And so the popular pressure is probably greater on Argentina. There's this desire to give Lionel Messi this World Cup that the whole of football feels he really deserves. So there is pressure on Argentina too. And we saw in that extremely tense quarterfinal against the Netherlands that occasionally that tension, that pressure can flare up and get the better of Argentina's players. But of course, pressure on France as the defending champions, pressure on Mbappe to step up and produce a great performance after two slightly below par displays. And you've got the subplot of Messi and Mbappe, who are, of course, club teammates at Paris Saint-Germain, being up against each other head to head on 5 goals each, both going for the golden boot, both going for the World Cup, which would be Messi's first and Mbappe's second. So all sorts of narratives around this game.
And what about that rumour, Tom, about Benzema rejoining the French squad? He was forced to pull out, people will know, through injury. Is he coming back?
I would be extremely surprised if he came back. Didier Deschamps, the France coach, is a very pragmatic manager and someone who places huge importance on a good spirit within the camp and on players feeling comfortable, not being disturbed by unexpected events. And France have found a way of winning at this tournament. They're not always a very spectacular team to watch, but they generally know what they're doing. You bring in a player like Karim Benzema, as fantastic a player as he is, you know, the reigning Ballon d'Or, lest we forget, there's a risk that could be disturbed. At the same time, France haven't always looked particularly convincing in an attacking sense at this tournament. Might there be a small temptation to create a surprise and have him there to come off the bench if need be? Maybe. But my feeling, having followed Deschamps' career as long as I have, is that he will probably err on the side of conservatism, leave Karim Benzema at home and trust in the players who've taken this far.
Can you call us, Tom?
The game, I think it's going to be extremely close. I have a sneaky suspicion that Argentina might do it. I just think the Messi thing, the way they've been growing into this tournament, but you never know with France. They're
you never
so
know.
Consistent.
I can't wait for it. It's on Sunday. Tom Williams, thank you for joining us. Owen McGee will be with us next with some personal finance advice.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.